Good Grief, Charlie Brown. It's the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy. Welcome to show number 90.
The Tripod Network. What's on?
Hi, I'm Jen.
I'm Alan.
From the Dinky Cast Podcast. And you're listening to the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy.
Now with 73% more effervescence.
Get ready for the biggest tour on earth since Moses rocked the desert. It's the Mel Gibson Redemption Tour.
This is the last thing I want to be is that kind of monster.
Oh, his biggest apologies yet. His best groveling ever.
The stupid ramblings of a drunkard.
It's the Mel Gibson Redemption Tour.
Now playing in select cities.
Tickets available at the nearest synagogue or charge by phone.
What I like about Jews, they're really out of sight.
Wow, that might be interesting. Or it could damage many, many lives.
Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Sit down, Amy.
Just a jump to the left.
Amy's having too much fun.
With your hands on your hips.
Here's your favorite part. Right from a big old window.
The time warp again.
Amy, you're angering the natives.
I might wake up my daughter. She's right above
us. Oh, come on. That's handy dandy. Yes, good evening and welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, your window onto the boulevard of the cornfields of central Illinois.
I just had to give the rendition to our whole street.
Yeah.
As I'm driving by, they're watching me do the time warp.
We do live on a relatively busy street.
I'm going to tell you what, people, if you play that song, I just got to dance.
We live on a relatively busy street with a relatively large window that Amy was relatively dancing her booty in front of. So yes, welcome to number 90, 10 shows to 100. I've timed it.
I think what we're going to have to do...
What?
Oh, we might have to do a video cast.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a good idea. I've planned our 100th show, so it would be on around the New Year's Eve time frame. Not maybe on New Year's Eve, but it'd be the end of December.
Yes, please don't do that.
That could
Except
be fun.
It could be fun because we are going to probably be spending the night with our good friends.
Our good
Mr. and Mrs. C.
You mean our only friends?
Pretty much. We have other friends, but pretty much they don't call us anymore, so
I know
maybe they're not friends anymore.
Probably not is my guess.
And it all started when we started this podcast, and they all just kind of
went away.
They're like weirdos.
Yeah, we see you in your window podcasting every Thursday night. Thank you, Dinky Cast, for that lovely intro. We do have, what was it, 70-some% more effervescence?
Yes, 73.
Is that anything like Illinois flavor crystals? We've had those before, too.
I like flavor crystals, and I like effervescence.
Yes, and you probably heard an ad, and my notes are horrible tonight. Tripod Network, we got a sponsor, so you heard an ad for a movie that I should know something about, but I don't have anything in front of me, so I apologize. You heard the ad. You know what it was for. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and we were featured, I was featured on Extra Points this week, the Fantasy Football Podcast. Helping you win extra points or something like that.
That's all right. Fantasy football.
Also known as Steve from Wicked Good Podcast. Is that car stopping to come? Oh, that's a truck from next door. Yes, because believe it or not, the Red Boy backers out of 10 teams are number one in the Fantasy Football League.
We are.
Which I feel very sorry for everybody else because I am like an idiot and it's pure just dumb luck.
Dumb luck.
I mean, if I'm lucky, I remember to log in and be sure my people who... aren't playing are swapped out for people who are playing.
My people.
My people. So we will be on the latest episode of the Extra Points podcast, who I will be seeing when I go to Boston.
In the fall?
I've never been to Boston in the fall.
But you're going to go now.
I am going November 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. I will be in Boston, Massachusetts at, I don't know where. I don't know what the hotel's called. I have to tell you something.
I'm not real happy with that. Because that means that on you're the alone. 7th, then I have to go and take the kid. Well, I only have to take one kid to get the Cars movie.
Yes.
And then I'm pretty much on my own.
Thanks. Yep. I'm going to go to the New England Podcasters meetup.
Well, I hope you have fun. You better bring us all home presents.
I have to ride the Boston subway. I don't know if I can handle that.
And I don't want a snow globe this time, okay?
You want quality crap?
Give me a bottle of wine or something.
I can't take it on the airplane.
You could have them pack it in bubble, put it in a bag, and put it in your suitcase.
Yeah, I'm going to do. I'm going to stop at the liquor store on the way home from the airport and pick up a bottle.
No, because it better say it's like from Boston.
I didn't know Boston was known for its wine.
I don't know. Okay, I want some Boston baked beans.
I'll get a suggestion when I'm out there of what the recommended Boston bring home gift would be. I'm not sure what that is, Amy. So yes, I am heading to Boston. If you're a Boston podcaster, I will be at the New England podcaster meetup. I don't know, I have like an accent tonight for no apparent reason. And a reminder,
you could call your godparents while you're out there too. Maybe they'd drive down and see you.
I doubt it. They don't like me either.
They do too.
An evening, Amy, it's like 4 hours. They're not going to drive 4 hours to hang out with me for an hour.
Well, maybe they would come down and maybe they need to be in Boston.
They just need to be in Boston.
They're retired, for crying out loud. They could come down and do some sightseeing.
There you go. That's crap on my head.
Yes, we haven't taken a picture and put this out there yet.
No. And these spiders don't so much look like they're climbing the web. They look like they're falling out of the web.
Yeah.
But a reminder, speaking of Halloween, that is kind of our theme. Send us your favorite costume growing up, or it could be your favorite adult costume. We're going to feature all those next week on our Halloween episode, as it were. It really won't be Halloween, but it'll be close enough.
Should Princess Buttercup, our little girl, should she be a cheerleader? Or should she be the baby chick that I still have that costume that Luke wore? People could send in their vote for that.
Baby chick or what?
The baby chick or the cheerleader.
I'm thinking cheerleader.
The baby chick costumes.
Recycled
so
costumes are kind of lame. They already can make her be the lion next year.
Oh, you bet. The lion costume's awesome.
Okay. You're saving your costume kind of till next week.
Oh, sorry. Jumping ahead. Delete that part. Okay? Yeah,
pretend you didn't hear that. It'll be all new to you next week.
I'll probably talk about it again next week.
Malcolm from, I don't know. He has a Share the Road, Save a Life. It's a marinsharetheroad.org. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Anyway, he was listening to our shows, and in show 70, we mentioned about Luke and his thousands and thousands of questions. So when his two sons were about the age of Luke, he described them to his friends as he was a constant listener to radio station WWHI. What would happen if? What would happen if? Why? So thank you, Malcolm, for those comments. Yes, the questions are abundant, but that's okay. That's how we learn, right, kids? And we got a voicemail this week, Amy.
We did?
Quit drawing. I know I'm boring everybody else. I am boring you. I'm just talking to myself. Am I talking to hear my head rattle? Apparently.
Apparently your head is rattling.
The following takes place between the time you call and the time you hang up the phone.
Red Boy and Amy, this is Matt Leong again from DoubleDorkMeter.com. I think I finally figured out that whole chicken soup and soda thing. I think when they talk about soda, they talk about soda crackers. Like us white people, we're crackers. Soda crackers. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Soda crackers.
Chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side.
I didn't get any message from anybody that got that stuck in their head, but it sure is stuck in our head.
It's still going to be, it's for this week, it's still going to be the earworm of the week.
Chicken noodle soup. Because now you can have everything on the side. I had chicken noodle soup with a grilled cheese on the side.
We heard that song. Do you think when we were walking down downtown Chicago, somebody drove by.
You know how I knew it?
Yeah, we heard the air raid siren. We're like, oh no. Oh, nope. Just a song on the radio.
I'm going to have to research songs that have the air raid siren, because I know Fergie's London Bridges has the air raid siren too. So
I still want to know where these people are at.
I don't know. I didn't know the air raid siren was popular, but apparently it is. Ooh. And apparently, so it'd be chicken noodle soup with a white guy on the side? I don't know if that makes sense, Matt.
I don't think it.
But it's a good theory. I
appreciate the crackers.
Cracker. Look at your cracker.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, as Amy alluded to, yes, we did. This is our big topic of the week. We went to Chicago last week. I actually went twice. And
twice. Yes.
Don't ruin it. Hey, chronological order, lady.
Okay.
So we go up. We decided we're meeting. Easy for me to say.
Israelisms.
Yeah, Charlie and Carol. And actually, Joe and Lisa from Cheap Date barely couldn't make it. Something about a wedding anniversary or some crap. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, apparently his priorities were all out of whack.
Didn't
I don't know.
Spend your wedding anniversary with us?
Yeah, why not? Come on. Come kick it with us. We're cool.
Kick it.
We're happening.
Okay, who are you again? What's going on here?
Chicken noodle soup, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Chicken. I'm going to kick it. I'm going to kick it.
So we're going to meet them on Chicago at Saturday. On Saturday at Chicago at the pier. So we said, well, we don't want them to drive the kids up and back in one day because it's about 2.5 hours of downtown. Four if you get the traffic we get stuck in.
I didn't care.
I did. And I like a hotel as much as the next kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well I like a hotel too.
I usually like a hotel. So what did we stay, Amy? The
Country Inn Suites. In Romeoville.
Romeoville, Illinois. Exit 263 off of 55 at Weber Road. So it was okay. Country Inn & Suites is kind of
it's fine.
It's kind of country.
It was fine.
It's kind of supposed to look like a bed and breakfast kind of deal.
The price was right, people.
Yeah, the price was right, but the wallpaper wasn't attached to the wall.
The wallpaper was kind of coming down, and the little border was coming down. Maggie discovered the knob on the little bureau popped right off.
Yeah, it wasn't screwed on. It was kind of hanging on the screw.
And then, this is the room. And then the back of the remote control, gone.
Yeah, not there.
Because I got accused of it. Where's the back to the remote control? I don't know.
Sorry, your daughter wasn't eating it.
Well, exactly. And then we requested a non-smoking room.
And we received a non-smoking room.
Except we think it was a prior smoking room.
Well, and I also think, because you figured out if you closed the door to the bathroom.
If you went into the bathroom, you just smelled smoke.
So you close the door and help the room, but then you go into the bathroom.
Ugh.
I think there was the vent to the bathroom is like a common air system.
Yeah, and I think the smoking rooms were below us.
I don't know.
Or above us.
There was no... there was a third floor.
There was a third floor.
So I think somebody may have had their fan running the whole time to air it out, and it was dragging through.
Oh, it was terrible.
And then the morning, it was fine, and then you could tell when everybody's starting to wake up because the smoke started to come out again.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I had like this... For like a couple days, I had this like... My throat itched and stuff from the smell of that smoke. I didn't really realize I was affected by that.
Well, as an ex-smoker, I used to... Well, it didn't bother me at all when I was a smoker. But then, as I was starting to quit, I actually kind of liked, I can smell the smoke. Mm. And now
this wasn't even... this wasn't like... It was like stale smoke.
You were going to say fresh smoke.
No, it was like stale smoke that is, like when you pick up... You know when people smoke and then they use their beer can and put the cigarette butts in it?
It wasn't that bad, but...
Yes, that's what the smell reminded me of.
So, it was okay, though. It was a room.
It was
cheap.
A room.
And it was, close to the city, or closer
it was,
than we
It was
are.
Like a half an hour out, yeah. Which was great.
Yes. And then 2 o'clock rolled around. Now there's a truck stopping in front of our house. A fire. Okay, we get... Amy... I will turn your mic off. 2 o'clock in the morning. What do you think this truck wants? I don't think they're here for us. Looks like a city truck. Anyway, 2 in the morning. Amy.
They're looking at us.
Well, when we're sitting in a dining room with my headset on, that's probably what they're looking at. So it's 2 in the morning. Fire alarm goes off. Louder than... Oh, of course, I have this habit of loud noises. I jump up in a panic. But I'm not quite awake yet, so I'm not sure why I'm panicking.
No, I wake up. Matt wakes up. Like, I was awake when it went off because Maggie was... We did the boy bed and the girl bed.
Yeah.
And Maggie was killing me. She was, you know, I was getting kicked in the head and all this stuff. So I woke up. All of a sudden, the alarm goes off. Matt darts across the room. But it's this this whole running thing. And all of a sudden, he stops. And he's like, looks around like, where am I at? And
then, I'm like, that's a hell of an alarm clock. And they had like this little siren box. It's like a little red.
In your room.
And it looks like a light switch panel, but it has little speaker slots in it. And just goes, whee! Really annoying. So it's going off and off. And we open the door. And at first, I'm going to explain myself, so don't send the hate mail to you. Hear me out. We open up the door, and there's this woman out there just freaking out.
And, well, hold on.
Let me tell the whole story.
We ran out because you were going to go see. You were checking it out. Okay, is there smoke out in the hall?
Yeah.
Which, okay, we're not supposed. You're not, when you hear the fire alarm, you're supposed to touch the door first.
Yeah, we just whip the door open.
Is the door hot?
Yeah.
Is there smoke coming in?
Yeah, you know, stop, drop, and roll, crawl. No, I just opened the door. So there's this lady running up.
Oh, I did feel bad for her.
But at first, we were kind of like, wow, calm down, lady. But then it dawned on me, you know what? We probably all take these fire alarms a little too casual, just kind of, oh, let me look to see if there's a flame outside my door.
I think that they had part of a wedding party.
Well, and I think she had family members, in other words.
And they had several kids, and she was trying, and I think they had divided up. So the mom was with some of the kids, the dad was with other kids. Yes. And she was just, I mean, literally.
Well, that's my point.
She panicked. But you shouldn't panic. I know that's easy to say, but in one of those situations, the best thing you do as a parent and as an adult is please remain calm in front of your teenage kids, because she was with teenage girls who then proceeded
to panic.
It was
fine, though.
And I felt bad for him. I did, because she had that look of extreme terror, like her family was going to die.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that. Now you and I were like,
what?
Okay, we've been through a fire, and we know what the smell.
But for a while, we just stood in the room, and I had my hand over the little sound thing.
Well, you found out what had happened.
Yeah, somebody.
So we weren't just standing in our room.
But the problem is somebody had pulled the alarm, and now
a
you...
A kid pulled the alarm.
And they won't turn it off. Once it's pulled like that, they won't turn it off until the fire department, or they can't, until the fire department shows up and checks it all out. So a half hour later... And Luke went to the fire station last week and got to see firefighters in action.
Yeah, and we watched them because we were right. We were facing the interstate, so we could see the truck come. They all came in, the police, the captain.
Oh, yeah, the whole party showed up.
And here came the truck. And then they came in, and then they turned it off. And then we go back in the room.
Luke and I go to sleep.
And Maggie runs into the room like, yeah, let's play. And I'm like, oh, no, baby girl. So an hour later,
you finally get to sleep.
We get to go back to sleep.
So we do. We finally.
It was very exciting. We'll never forget it.
No, we will not. So we do go into the city. We go to Science and Industry. Luke and Maggie had a blast.
The next morning.
Luke had more fun than Maggie because it's more.
She had fun too.
It's kind of. But
she had a good time too.
But he did. And we all had fun. And then we met the posse down at. I have on the Flickr page. Check it out. We have a picture of the whole group and all the kids and everything. So we got to hook up with everybody. Gave them all some copy shop t-shirt, a little swag.
Yeah, we hope that if they're listening, that they'll like take a picture of themselves wearing their new copy shop t-shirts.
Oh, good idea. And send it to us?
Yeah. And send them to us so we can put them out on our Flickr page.
Right there, you just ruined it. Like, I'm not putting on the Flickr page.
Why?
Yeah, they will.
Because it'd be cool.
Eating their beer nuts. We have beer nuts too.
Well, you know, never mind. Would be neat.
So we did that, and the time went really quick. So I thought, oh, we'll have a couple hours to hang out.
Because now we have copy shop t-shirts in China.
And Israel. The copy shop is taking over the world, kids. One t-shirt at a time.
We're going to keep doing it, folks.
Probably not the
best.
We
need to send one to Ozzy Tom, just so he'll have one in Australia.
Probably not the best marketing approach I've ever heard of. But
we're taking over the world, people.
We can say we're global.
Do not request any jobs, people, unless they're going to be in the States.
Well, we can ship there, but you don't want to pay the shipping. It might be closer to go to your local
facility
as opposed to sending around the world.
Unless you want something very special.
But so nothing spectacular happened on Saturday. We did our thing.
It was fun.
Came home.
Drove home.
And then Sunday morning, I had to go back.
You got up and you went back.
Went to the print conference down at McCormick Place. And it was fine. You know, it was an up and back day trip, blah de blah blah blah.
Lots of walking.
It was a conference. Big deal. So we're walking. There's four of us, and we're walking back to the car in the McCormick parking deck. Obviously on the first floor, where most people start. And we get in the elevator with another sales guy and a guy who worked at the deck, or whatever you want to call it. And we hit button 5. Everybody's going to 5. We get in. The elevator goes. Stops. Yeah, we were stuck for about a half an hour. Got a little hot. And Matt doesn't do so well in confined places when he feels trapped, a little claustrophobic-ish. And with the most annoying salesman in the entire world. I'm not exactly sure what he sold. At one point, he was selling somebody rubber bands. I'm not sure what his real shtick was. And Amy's drawing a Christmas picture.
I'm making a little Christmas scene here.
So, yes, that was a hoot. I loved being trapped in the elevator with the salesman. And then what's funnier than that, if that's not just hilarious, I mean, within itself, I mean, come on, is once it comes down after we're in it for a half hour, the guy who works there gets off. Two people get on, and we're like, oh, well, you know, we figure it's fixed. We'll ride it again. And we make him get back on, too. Hit the button. Stops again. But this time only for like 2 minutes. The door's open. We said, yeah, we're going to walk now. Thank you very much. So, yes, watch the elevators in McCormick parking deck if anybody's ever around there. You may find yourself trapped with an annoying salesman. And the guy who worked there, James Dean. I'm like, are you Jimmy Dean the sausage guy or Jimmy Dean the actor? He wasn't either one. James Jeffrey Dean. That was his name.
Okay, that's enough.
You learn a lot about people when you're trapped in an elevator for a half hour.
Yeah.
And you know what? Aren't elevators supposed to have those secret passage doors, those ones you can get your way out of?
You watch way too many movies, okay?
Yeah, it didn't have one of those.
No.
Yeah.
They don't have that. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You are so funny. Don't they have this? You just push up the panel and everybody jumps out. No, they don't have those things. Because everybody would be doing that.
Climbing out the roof? Just for the fun of it?
No, they just, well, maybe. I don't know. Kids would.
That added to my claustrophobia. I didn't know I was going to get out, so.
Okay.
All right, Amy. Well, did you have anything this week, Amy?
I have a note here that wrote.
Uh-huh, here we go.
About Matt being a very bad filter for our son.
Not bad, just not good.
You're not good at all. What movie did you rent?
Click.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler one where he has a remote control that pauses things.
Which I would say, I like the movie. So you put it in, you come home, I got a movie. Woo-wah.
Okay, I don't think I was a cheerleader. Woo-hoo.
You're like, we can all watch it.
Well, and that was not a lie. We all could watch it.
And I said, okay, because I'm thinking Matt's going to be a good filter for our children.
When that start?
Not so much. The you know, I guess the thing I don't like, and I'm probably, you know, I just think that swearing needlessly for the point of nothing.
All right, that's where I decide I'm getting old, because I'm like, you know what, this would be a perfectly good movie. There's no reason they needed to swear like they did.
I'm sorry. It just,
there was no F bomb, so no.
No, there wasn't. But it just, you know, then our son who hears it repeatedly.
Yeah.
Says it, and then you yell at him and say, he's going to hear it.
Now I get yelled at for not being a good filter.
So I yelled at him because I'm like, we don't use that language in our house, so why do you let the TV talk to us that way? I have turned into my mother.
It was a growth opportunity for Red Boy.
So we turned it off. We watched,
What did we watch? I don't know.
Mythbusters, I'm sure, or Dirty Jobs.
That's all we're ever watching.
It's always on.
Discovery Channel.
Those two shows. So we watched that until Luke went to sleep, and then we finished the movie. Yes. But it was very good.
It was a good movie. But
then I asked you, I said, so what was the movie rated, Matt? And you go, PG. And I look at you, and I go, PG what? 13. I said, I suppose it said on there for language. I don't know. I didn't read the box.
I didn't read the box.
You should know. It's an Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, okay. So everybody out there, Adam Sandler.
You should. You should. So, filter. Not so good.
Yeah, I'm not known as being the best filter in the world.
He's not the best filter, folks. Filter not.
I'm not the V-chip.
You're a sieve.
I catch the big things.
You're like, well, there's no F-bombs.
There's no F-bombs. There's no naked women. That's
there's
kind
no
of
F-bombs.
My...
F-bombs.
It's sort of a high-level filter, you know? Kind of like a bad antivirus program.
Exactly.
I catch most of the stuff most of the time. I don't know about that other stuff.
So anyways, but it was a cute movie. Even actually made me get a little teary-eyed.
It is kind of, it was not quite as ha-ha as I thought it'd
no,
be.
No.
I thought it was more
it
slapstick.
I actually, liked it.
It just teaches us all that we all are fast-forwarding through our lives.
Then don't do it. You know what it says, Matt? We
but you know what,
enjoy
Amy?
Enjoy our children.
On the podcast, I can do that, and you can't talk. So I can kind of mute you.
Yeah, well, And I can also
kick me. You probably hit the table before you hit me.
I looked below before I did it. I can just get up and punch you.
Yes.
Uh-oh, we're going to get some bad email. Oh, we're being mean to each other again.
Don't love me. Oh, you know what? I'm looking at my notes here. Check out Desperate Husbands. I think it's Desperate Husbands. You know, I am so unprepared. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's Charles from Mostly News started a podcast, Desperate Husbands. Kind of, it's good for me. Help keep you out of the doghouse. Maybe he could teach me how to filter.
Filter.
But it's fun. It's fun. It's short. It's like a 10-minute cast or so, 10, 12 minutes. So.
You need to be like a coffee filter, Matt.
Ooh, and that coffee was good tonight, too.
Well, only because you spiked it.
Not that much. It was half cream, half Bailey's. Instead of all Bailey's.
Half cream? There was no cream that you put in there.
I put cream in there, yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, well, that explains a lot.
You're funny.
All right. Well, we didn't have much this week, kids, but we thought we'd just grace you with our presence.
I might start taking pictures of my doodles during the show.
Oh, crap. I didn't want to play that one.
What are you doing?
Give us time to chat here.
Oh, today. What did I do today?
Oh, yeah. You went to the orchard, didn't you?
The orchard. Went my first field trip.
Froze your butt off?
Okay. It was cold out there. They told us it was going to get up to like 56. There was no 56 today.
In really cold 56 land?
It was like a high, I think, of 43, and there was a wind chill. My fingers were so cold. We got home. I'm like, I need soup. I need hot tea. And I turned the furnace up. Like, I am freezing.
Yeah, and of course that started
And this was this morning. You're like, you don't need to dress that warm.
And that did start the conversations that will last the rest of the winter of, would you set that thermostat to?
Oh, yes, we started that out.
Yeah.
70?
Yeah, that's, what do we look like, the Rockefellers here? You will freeze your butt off and you'll
You're not here during the day. And we also know that gas prices are not going to be as high this winter.
But natural gas companies pre-buy their gas.
But gas prices are going to be as high this winter.
All right, well, thank you for joining us, kids. Email us, redboypodcast.com, voicemail 206-888-GEEK.
Hee-haw, George Bailey.
Talking about double dork.
A charming host is a congenial host. What do you do when you know someone that talks too much, goes on and on? Just give up, give him a microphone. His name is Red Bond. He's got a podcast, but it's absolute.
Yeehaw.
The numbers don't lie. Is anyone out there except you and I? His name is Red Boy. The show is on air from a dining room table in the middle of nowhere. His name is Red Boy. His name is Red Boy.
Remember show number 90 along with this is Red Boy. Thank you for joining us once again. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. On behalf of Absolute Amy, I am Red Boy, and we are
out.
The Tripod Network. What's on?